Okay, we are up to Simin Shin Tzadi Tes. It is on page Reish Samach Vav. Comes after page 530. Shin Tzadi Tes Si'if Dalit. Okay, we have a lot of pictures today. I'm going to try to run through this very quickly. A lot of this obviously is not Nogei Halach L'Maisa, and I don't fully understand all the details of all these calculations, so I have to go ask the guys out in the street on those tripods. They're always looking, always wondering, what are they doing all the time?
Surveying
and measuring. I once asked one of them, what exactly is this all about? And he tried to explain to me, but I didn't.
I think it has to do with if you're purchasing a house.
Yeah,
if you buy the land. Where the boundaries begin.
Okay. So they must be more familiar with this simonim than us. Simon sift alit lo yimdoid ella kneged hu'ir. A person should only measure opposite the city. Now this means maybe we should even jump ahead. It's very easy to get an idea. If you jump ahead, turn the page twice, and you come to picture 18 and 19. Now this is later on, so this is not the picture that we're discussing now. But the basic. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I put in a disposable. You know what? Not a rechargeable. It gives the rechargeable more time in the machine. Uh-huh. That charges it. Maybe it'll make a difference how long it lasts.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much. Now the idea here is, you see in this picture, you turn two pages ahead, you look at picture number 18 and 19. You have to turn the page twice, and you come to picture 18 and 19, and you see the city. You see this little city, you see all these little houses. It looks like, you know, a little model of Yerushalayim, all these little houses that are stuck together. And next to the city, you see these big tall mountains. Now the picture on the right. On the picture on the right, you see people measuring with a rope. You see two little people measuring with a rope, a straight rope. What are they trying to do? They're trying to avoid the mountains, because if you try to measure over the mountains, that's going to limit how far you can travel, because there's a steep incline, a steep slope going up. And when you're going up, so you're measuring 2,000 amos going up. What you would prefer to do is go further out along the boundary of the land, come to an area that's fully level, that's perfectly flat, measure 2,000 amos, and then draw a line behind the mountain and establish that will be your 2,000 amotchum. So we will ignore the mountains, and then you will establish a box of 2,000 amos. Will be lenient. We'll establish that box by measuring an area that is completely flat to gain the maximum amount of space that we can measure along the boundary of the city.
But that will include the mountains.
Yes, exactly. So in other words,
basically you're measuring the base of the mountain.
Correct, exactly. You measure the base mountain. So what we know is, if you would measure the mountain, you would go from the center of the city. Well, if you were to go to the city and you would measure in the center of the city, you would climb up the mountain, where would the tchum end? Let's make believe it would end at the peak of the mountain. After you get 2,000 amos, so you're climbing up the mountain, when you get to the top of the mountain, the measuring rod says it's been 2,000 amos. You would have to stop right there. But if you would go and you would move down, you would go all the way down west, and then you would begin to measure 2,000 amos along a flat land, you have no interference from the mountain, and then you would say, oh, I've come to 2,000 amos, and now I'm going to go up north. I'm going to go east, forget about the directions, I'm going to go up, and that's going to be the boundary. You have now established your tchum all the way over on the other side of the mountain. Is that correct or is that incorrect? So the Mechaber says you're not allowed to do that. When you measure the tchum, you're not allowed to play games and go further away from the city where the land is flat and measure your 2,000 amos along a flat piece of land to give you the maximum distance, and then work your way back up and establish an imaginary dotted line which will allow you to travel on Shabbos over the mountain, and you'll end up traveling more than 2,000 amos because you're dealing with the slope of the mountain, going up and going down.
In other words,
what?
The valley.
The valley is going down. The valley will be going down. It's the same idea. That is Shaloi Kedin. You're not allowed to do that. That is what the Mechaber says in Seif Dalek. Lo yimdoid elo kineged ho'ir. You're only allowed to measure right directly opposite the city. Even if that means you're going to suffer, you're going to meet up, you're going to have an impediment of mountains, which means you're going to have to go up a slope, or vigeoyos, valleys, you're going to have to descend kinegda. It's too bad. That's the way it is. You'll have to take the slope into consideration, and your tchum will end when you reach a distance of 2,000 amos. Lo yelich mikinegda bitzida. Don't walk opposite. Don't move up or down along the width of the city, the length of the city, to find an area that's flat. Bitzida shehu yashar, which is flat, v'yimdod sham, and measure 2,000 amos, and then establish that as the imaginary dotted line, v'yachzor kineged ho'ir, and then establish opposite the entire city that imaginary line that you have measured where it's flat to be your tchum. L'fimida shemodat sham. You're not going to do that. Ela yimdod kineged ho'ir, for better or for worse. Wherever the city ends, wherever the city is, that's where you begin to measure your 2,000 amos, even though you're going to go up the mountain, you're going to go down a valley. Period. And when you come to a mountain, you measure the mountain. But now the Mechaber is going to tell us all of the rules. It's not so simple exactly how to measure a steep mountain. So if we now have a mountain, if the mountain is so steep, if you will drop a chut, a weight, a plumb line, a chut which has on the bottom a heavy weight, from the top of the mountain, and lo yischachig mechnegdoi, and it's not going to be at any distance ulamata b'shipuloi arba'amis. The distance between where the mountain ends and where you release the weight is less than 4 amos. Oz ein tzarich limdoi hayirida v'aliya elim yesh mishar b'roishai, unless there is some type of plane on top. In other words, picture number 3. Okay, you can't do better than picture number 3. We have here a person holding in his hand a stick. The stick is exactly 4 amos long. At the end of the stick is a very long rope. And attached to the very long rope is a bowling ball. Something which is very heavy. And you're holding the stick. If that bowling ball, that heavy weight, if that heavy weight reaches the bottom of the mountain, so you've not distanced yourself more than 4 amos, and I said 4, it's not precise, that means a mashu less than 4 amos, that means the entire distance is going to be considered 4 amos. Because if you were to measure the mountain, let's say it's Shabbos, what are you going to do on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're going to have to go very carefully, climb up that mountain, climb down that mountain. What?
I don't understand this whole thing on Shabbos, and I want to go for a walk.
Yes.
I'll walk around the mountain. The Seichel Dick is not going to take me up the mountain, down the mountain. It's a steep mountain. So I don't understand.
Okay, but not everyone wants to walk. Let's say someone, they fashion steps. They put some type of steps. And you don't want to walk around the mountain. It's a hot summer day. You don't want to walk all the way around the mountain. You want to walk straight. And you want to know where the tchum ends. So if you were to actually climb this steep mountain, I don't know the exact numbers here, it would be, let's say, 20 amos. Because the height from the ground, the amount of distance that you're going to cover when you scale this mountain, either up or down, is 20 amos. So we should deduct from the 2,000 amos 20 amos. Because that is the distance, that's the number of steps you're going to take. Each step you take is a half an amma. The amount of steps that you're going to take up and down this mountain is 20 amos. So we should deduct from the Tchum Shabbos 20 amos. Kamash Malon, since it is so steep that if it's within it's less than 4 amos, you already reach the mountain comes to an end, or the valley begins within a distance of 4 amos. You don't have to measure the slope. We measure just the 4 amos, and that's it. So you only have to count this area as 4 amos of your 2,000 amot. That's the Chiddush. Something which is extremely steep does not, we don't measure the slope. If it's not extremely steep, then you do measure the slope. The im ain mishar baroshay ain moided cloud. If there's no plaintiff, there's nothing that there's no slope on top. Like in this picture, comes to a cliff. Then there's nothing to measure. All you have to measure is the distance of the stick, and that's what.
Straight down.
That's all. Only 4 amos. V'im chut mishrachik michenegdai 4 amos. But what happens if the chut? Okay, now let's go look at the picture on the bottom. The picture on the bottom is not so clear. They're missing a few details. First of all, you have to know that the chut. They're not showing you that in the picture. That's an omission. That should have been there is 4 amos. Okay, the stick that the person is holding on the bottom is 4 amos. Is 4 amos. Is that an extra Mishnah Berurah there? Is that extra?
Yeah.
So Dr. Freeman, you want to get an extra Mishnah Berurah? Thank you very much. Now, picture number 5. Let's just first do it outside, then we'll read it inside. Picture number 5, you see the chut. You see the stick. The stick is 4 amos. It doesn't say that. The slope is 5 amos, and the slope covers a distance of 10 tochen. So when you have such a slope, the imhu misrachik, we can even read the words over here, v'im chut misrachik michenegdoi 4 amos umislakit, and you collect asara 10 tochen mitoch chomesh 5. 5 means that's the slope. The hainer shebehilu chomesh amos shel shipua, a slope of 5 amos oila asara tvachim, oz royin, we do the following test. Im ein svasai el svasai el chamishim amo. No, that's too steep. If you cover 4 amos in length with us and a height of 10 tvachim within a slope of 5 amos, that is considered to be so steep, we ignore it. Now, what does it mean that we ignore this? So the Mechaber goes on to explain. Oz royin im ein misvasei el svasei el chamishim amma ma'avliyoi b'chevel shel chamishim amma shazoykev eitz govoa b'svasei mizeh v'eitz acher k'negdei b'svasei mizeh u'moyseach chevel mizeh l'zeh, and you're finished. Like picture number 7. Okay, so let's turn. You have to look at picture number 7 together with picture number 5. Picture number 7, what we're going to do is we're going to, as long as the distance of the beginning of the mountain to the end of the mountain is within 50 amos, and the reason why we're so concerned about 50 amos is because of what we have learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that the ropes are only measured, the measurements are not done greater than segments of 50 amos. If we have a mountain from beginning to the end is total 50 amos along the ground, along the base, and the slope of the mountain, both going up and going down, is greater than when you ascend 10 tfachim, the amount of space that you cover is 5 amos or less, the slope is 5 amos or less per a height of 10 tfachim and a distance of 4 amos. Right, you go up.
Tefachim is what?
Is the height.
Is what in Amos?
It's a little bit more than Amos 5. Is 2 Amos. Well, I think it's 2 Amos. Or is it 6? I don't remember. Sometimes we have 6 Tefachim, sometimes we have 5 Tefachim. I think it's 6 Tefachim. We follow 6 Tefachim. So it's 1 Amos and 4 6. 2/3 of an Amos. An amma and 2/3 of an amma. So you have to punch this all into the equation. But the formula here is if we ascend or descend 10 tefachim along a length in the base of 4 amos at a slope that is within 5 amos or within 5 amos, that automatically means it is too steep. It is too steep, and once it has been established to be too steep, we can make believe the mountain does not exist. And what we do is, we take the maximum amount of rope that we're allowed to deal with, which is 50 amos, and we stick a pole here, stick a pole there, and we 50 amos. The whole thing is a max. Is considered to be a max of 50 amos, even though theoretically, if you were to measure in this example, if you were to take a measuring stick and you would measure the exact slope of how much space you're going to traverse when you go up and down the mountain, it might come out to be 70 amos, 80 amos, depending on how steep it is, 90 amos, 100 amos. So what? Bonus. You only have to consider the distance that you've covered from end to end to be not more than 50 amos, because it's too steep. And when it's too steep, we completely knock it out. And again, the formula to determine when something is considered to be too steep is if, when you travel a distance of 4 amos and you ascend or descend 10 tefachim within a slope of 5 amos or less, that's it. It's considered to be, is 5 amos or less, 5 amos or less, 5 amos or less, it's considered to be too steep, and we can completely knock it out and just follow the base of the mountain, not follow the actual height, the amount of space that you walk on the mountain itself. Now, at the top of the page, what happens if the mountain is more than 50 amos from end to end? Like on picture number 7. So picture number 7, we got lucky. We have a very steep mountain. It fits the formula. We don't have to go measure the exact distance that you travel when you go up, you go down the mountain. We're able to measure the distance from the beginning of the mountain to the end of the mountain. But the problem is, the mountain from beginning to end is more than 50 amos. So what then do? We can't measure with ropes more than 50 amos. So the Mechaber says, the next solution is, V'im top line, V'im in yachol lahavli b'chevel shal chamish amamah, Moidido b'chevel shal arba amos, use short ropes. That's the picture on the bottom, picture number 9. Short ropes of 4 amos apiece. V'choch yasa, and this is what you should do. Ech haroi meid b'ragli ha'har, lamata, person should stay looking to the extreme left. The extreme left, we have here this person, he has a little beard, he's not wearing a jacket, so he might get into trouble, you know, they might...
this is my shirt.
He's wearing a white shirt and a tie.
He's
wearing a tie. Okay, so he's at least wearing a white shirt, so he won't get into that much trouble. El Echorim Bragli Ahar, he's standing on the bottom of the mountain, Lamata, the Echolamala, and then there's a person that's a clone, looks just like him. That is a little bit higher up. V'yachal amalim menu berichok arba amos, at a distance of 4 amos in distance in horizontal difference, as you see in this picture. V'noisein tachten achavel keneg liboy, the one on the bottom holds the rope opposite his heart. V'elyon keneged raglov, and the one that is above him is keneged his feet.
They said heart to heart is supposed to.
The heart is only when they're standing
straight.
But when you're standing on a mountain that has a very steep incline, and you're not able, and the mountain is more than 50 amos, you can't do the two pole. You can't do the double pole trick. Double pole trick, picture number 7, that's because from end to end it's less than 50 amos. And the maximum rope you're allowed to use to make measurements is 50 amos. But this mountain we're discussing here, picture number 9, from end to end is more than 50 amos. So the rope is not going to work. The pole trick is not going to work.
So, what are you, so are you saying that as many guys up to 50?
Yeah. More than 50.
It's like 12 guys.
Keep on doing it. Over and over again. This is called...
Up to 50?
What do you mean up to 50? As long as it takes.
Because each one is 4 this way. It's a step function.
Right.
Each one is 4 and 4 and 4.
Keep on going.
Until...
4, 4, no limit. You keep on going. Every time you have that rope, that's considered to be 4 amos. And you keep on adding 4 amos, 4 amos, 4 amos, until you finish the mountain.
Both sides?
Both sides. As long as the slope... fits into the equation of 10 tefachim, 5 amos slope, 4 amos distance. Yeah?
You know, if you use the equation of A squared plus B squared plus C squared, so your tefachim is like, your tefachim square is like 9, and 5 amos here is 25, so then 25 minus 9 is 16, the square of 16 is 4.
Okay. So what?
So that distance is 4.
The distance, okay, good. So in this example,
doesn't the slope have to be less than the other slopes where
the slope has, you have to establish, number one, that the slope is steep.
Then pick no.
In order
it this way.
Yes.
The slope has to be less than pick.
That's to be
the
like
descent picture. Of the ascent has to be less.
Right, because if it were higher, greater slope, then you wouldn't.
You're talking about less. Gradual.
Yeah.
If the slope was did not fit the equation of picture number 5, the way you would measure is putting the rope on the floor. You would put the rope on the floor and measure the amount of steps you would take to get to the top of the mountain.
It
was not as steep.
Steep.
It's not. It's only steep. Where the slope is so steep
that you don't have that 5 amos.
Right. It's 5 amos or less. It's 5. The amount of space that you ascend is so great, you have 5 amos or less. You don't. You fit into the equation of picture number 5, where you have an extremely steep slope. In this picture, number 9, there are two problems. Let's go step by step. If the slope is not that steep, it's gradual, then the way to measure the tchum is to take the rope, put the rope on the floor, and the rope will go up the mountain, and wherever the rope comes to an end, that's the measure of the tchum. Which means, basically, you're going to be limited in how much you can walk on Shabbos, because when you measure the actual measurement of the slope, that slows you down, that diminishes the distance. But if it's extremely steep, what does it mean to be extremely steep? If it ascends, if you ascend in height 10 tefachim along a length of 4 tefachim, 4 amos within a slope of 5 amos or less, that means you have reached an extremely steep incline. And that being that it's extremely steep, you no longer have the requirement of being machmir and measuring the actual slope. You don't have to measure the actual ground, the surface of the mountain.
It's
just the distance. So what would be just the distance? Just the base distance. The distance on the. But the problem is you can't do the base. How are you going to measure the base with an old-fashioned techniques? You don't have tools, electronic devices to measure coordinates from here to here. So the solution is, if it's from the beginning of the mountain to the end of the mountain, it's less than 50 amos, take a very tall pole here and a very tall pole here and spread out and tie the two ends of the rope 50-50, and then you can measure exactly 50 amos apart, and you know exactly this mountain will be 50 amos of the ultimate chum of 2,000 amos. But let's say the mountain is more than 50 amos, so you can't do the pole here and the pole there because the rope that you used to measure chum may not exceed more than 50 amos. Then we need to come on to a new technique. The new technique is not so pleasant. You have to keep on doing this over and over. You take short ropes. Ropes that are the size of 4 amos. Not more, not less than 4 amos.
Picture number nine.
And you stand, you do it in this technique. The person stands on the ground. He puts it along by his heart. His friend stands as far as the rope will go. 4 amas apart by his leg, and you keep on doing this technique over and over until you, and you, every time you do this, you add 4 amas to the Torah of Shabbos, and you're gaining. By doing it in this method, you're gaining, you'll be able to walk more than otherwise you would have been able to walk had you measured the actual slope of the mountain.
Why couldn't you use
trigonometry? You measure the angle, you know the distances.
Come around the mountain.
I haven't been able to figure out what the dimensions of that triangle.
You have to do the math. Let's say it's even more steep. If it's extremely steep and all of these techniques don't work for you, okay, there are more conditions, then this is in the Gemara. The Chazal allowed you to make an approximate evaluation, which im yesh v'yoyser mechamishim amma, moidoy b'chevel shel arba amos, and if you have more than 50 amos, you can measure with measurement of 40 amos. So basically, let's say the mountain is so steep and you don't have poles that reach that height to do 50 amos. There's no picture for this. Then you are permitted to make the calculation through an evaluation. What is the evaluation? It doesn't say. Just there are whatever modern methods and techniques that are available at the time to make the evaluation of how much would be approximately 50 amos along the base of the mountain. Go right ahead and make that approximate evaluation. Okay, so if all these techniques don't work for you, if the mountain is extremely steep and you don't have and it's more than 50 amos, even if it's less than 50 amos, but you don't have poles to go from end to end, you're allowed to use. Do it in the best method that you have available to you, and that will be the established halacha, even though it might not be 100% precise. We're trying here to be 100% precise when it comes to the measure of the Chum Shabbos. In this situation, we can't be 100% precise because we don't have the tools available to us. So in this case, Chazal allowed you to make an approximate measurement, and that will be good enough to establish your Chum Shabbos. That's a very big chiddush, because normally when you make the Chum Shabbos, you must be 100% precise. In this case, it's not possible to be 100% precise because you don't have the tools and the technology available to you. So you can just be approximate. Okay, so we'll stop here with Seif Hey.